Tonight's game broadcast on WLAW Sports is being brought to you by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the Thumb, the Huron County Independent Insurance Agent, Signature Bank, your hometown community bank and branches throughout the Thumb, Michigan High School Athletic Association, Moore Motors of Carroll, Park Ramsey, Farm Bureau Insurance, Kohler Propane, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's, Sure Healthcare Network of the Sebring Family Medicine, Saginaw Valley State University, and USA Schools. This game broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distributions of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated and the Michigan High School Athletic Association. The cellular and internet transmission of this broadcast is carried by Thumb Sailor on their 4G LTE network, the talk of the Thumb. Clark Ramsey, John Mooney, and Ryan Brown with your call tonight. And here we are on to the next phase of the road to the Breslin Center. The USA Patriots are now away from the two tracks and country roads of the Thumb and onto the interstates of the Automation Alley. Four teams are vying for their ticket to the quarterfinals next week, believe it or not, back in the Thumb in Sandusky, Michigan.
There's no doubt in my mind that USA would love to come back to the Thumb with a regional trophy and an opportunity to play on a floor that they're familiar with. Sandusky Redskin floor, that'd be just a dream come true, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. As we are always feel at home up in the Thumb.
Well, there's that gym, everybody's played there growing up. Those guys have played there for 4 years at least throughout their high school career. It'd be a great time to get back and move on to the Breslin Center from there, Clark.
Well, 32 teams as of this moment still exist in the MHSA Class C Boys Basketball Tournament, as this is the regional semifinals going on March 10th, 2014. USA, of course, the District 84 champions coming out of the Ellington, Pigeon, Bayport, Laker District. And they're taking on the District 82 Burton Atherton District champion, which just so happens to be the state champions, defending state champions, in Flint Beecher, who also happen to be hosting tonight's regional game in a very, let's say, cozy gymnasium. Montrose and Hemlock on the court right now, and we have a three-point game there as... Actually, Montrose Hill McCloy is actually taking there. Montrose has taken the 4-point lead, 57-53, with 30 seconds left here. Now, let's look at this matchup here that's on the court right now. John Mooney, what have you seen so far?
I'll tell you what, this has been an entertaining game. Both Hemlock and Montrose, they've put on a real good show for the 6 o'clock game. We're in a timeout situation right now. Hemlock had a good lead for the entire second half, but somehow Montrose went ahead and clawed back into it. Right now they have a two-point lead with 21 seconds to go. Like I said, both these teams, they just don't want this to go away. This is their opportunity to advance, and believe me, they're just going to go out there and give it all they have.
Ryan Brown, why don't you try and explain the atmosphere in here?
Well, the atmosphere is unbelievable. There's standing room only. It's kind of like going to Comerica Park and not being able to find a seat anywhere in the place. Standing room only. The gym is a little bit smaller than what we were at Laker High School, and it's absolutely deafening. Like I mentioned before, I could hear the Hemlock chant going on outside the gymnasium. It's an absolutely raucous atmosphere.
And, of course, we are very thankful for our noise-canceling headphones tonight as we made the upgrade in the offseason. Otherwise, more than likely, we would not be able to hear you. It's so loud in this gym already, and Flint Beecher has not taken the court. It's time to take a quick break on the WLW Sports Network. When we return, we'll break down the Flint Beecher Buccaneers on the WLW Sports Network, your home for high school basketball.
Hi, Todd Bowers from Moore Motors in Carroll. Looking for a great lease on a new 2014 Ram 1500 Crew Cab 4x4 Bighorn? This great truck goes for only $299 a month with $1,500 cash down or trade equity. And this truck is loaded with features such as a Hemi V8 and 20-inch chrome wheels. The Ram truck is also Motor Trend's Truck of the Year for 2 years running. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Carroll or shop the web at themoreautogroup.com. See you soon.
Oh, poor fella. Not only doesn't he have a car, he doesn't have a local insurance agent. He saved $2 a month by buying insurance from an 800 number company in New York. So now what?
You have reached 1-800-CHEAP-POLICY. If your home or business is burned down, press 1. If your home or business is still burning, press 2.
An independent local agent would be ready to help and start claim work 24 hours a day.
If you have had work or household accident, or have been bitten by a dog, cat, rat, bat, snake, or child, push 3. Auto accidents, push 4.
And your local agent can modify your policies to always give you the best coverage and price.
If you've just had a dented fender, push 1. If it's a real mess, push 2. If you are bleeding profusely, press 3. If it was your fault, please hang up now.
See your Huron County independent insurance agents. McVeigh Insurance, Peruski Insurance, Aromsix Insurance in Bedax, the Power Agency in Kaysville, Caulfield Insurance in Kaysville or Seaboyne, Bailey Insurance in Pigeon, the Harbor Beach Agency in Harbor Beach, Halber Insurance in Harbor Beach or Port Hope, and Fiden and Schmidt Insurance Agency in Port Austin.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Seaboyne. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
With all of your WLW Sports action on Twitter. With in-game updates, stats, and photos, simply follow at WLW Sports on Twitter. That's at WLW Sports on Twitter as game number one here in the regional. 21, hosted by Flint Beecher, is in the books. Montrose defeats Hemlock 58-55, a three-point game. And that first one is now... We do a grand shift of the fans. Before the game, the entire hallway leading into the field house here was absolutely packed with USA fans and, of course, Flint Beecher fans. As now Hemlock and Montrose, a majority of the fans are leaving, not all of them then. As now we actually have everyone on the court and no one can get onto the court, especially the players. A lot of security on hand tonight here as we're being hosted by Flint Beecher in Flint, Michigan of Genesee County. Clark Ramsey, John Mooney, and Ryan Brown with your call tonight on the WLW Sports Network. Well, let's take a look at the Flint Beecher Buccaneers. They are 17-3 overall, now winning their last eight games after starting out 9-3. They're 14-0 in league play. That puts them in first place in the Genesee Valley Conference Red Division. Beecher is led by Charles Williams, who took the Bucs to the 2013 state title. There's the defend. This season, the Buccaneers overall score 64.3 points per game, and they give up 47.4 per outing. So overall, they have an advantage statistically, Flint Beecher, by 16.9 points. At home, Flint Beecher is 9-1. They score nearly identical when at home at 64.4, but their defense gives up a basket more at 49.2 than their overall average. But still, the red and white Bucs have a 15.2 advantage in Moses Lacey Fieldhouse. So now we ask John Mooney for his keys to a Buccaneer victory.
You know, when it comes to Flint Beecher Bucks, I'll tell you what, Coach Mike Williams is really in the catbird seat. They are the defending state champions, not once, but twice, and they're looking for a three-peat. And you kind of wonder how they're going to do it. They do have a similar attack as USA with a great inside-outside attack. But, you know, how did Mike Williams do this? Because last year he had all his five starters. They're all gone. Every one of them. So right now, what do you do when you lost four seniors and one junior? The one junior went to a prep school in South Carolina. What can you do? Well, he went into his bag of tricks and he found some folks. And believe me, there are people right now, three of them, that were not even in a red Beecher jersey last year that is starting for Coach Mike Williams. You have a guard duo, a senior, Amarion Tez Ivory, and a junior, Sammy Toynes. Both of those young men are there, three-point specialists. You also have a 6'3" power forward in Tommy Johnson. Returning sixth man, you have 6'5" sophomore Quay Burks. Both of those